Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Jan Yahop here with Intuitively You. That's right. This show is all about you and your intuition and your energy and all those things that make you all of you. Today, I'm excited to bring you a message, more channels than me, but a message about being alone. In our world, in our society, loneliness, alone, all these words, we have so many ways and so many definitions in each and every one of them. And today, we want to kind of clear that up and to know the benefits of alone time, the gift in being alone, and really finding who you are without the influence or energy of others. Think for a moment, if we were to put you in a room and shut the door, maybe there's a chair, your bed, but nothing to entertain you, nothing that you can pick up on. You just have to sit and meditate or sit and entertain yourself. Does that make you feel crazy just thinking about it? Could you do it? And what are the excuses of why you can't do it or you wouldn't know what to do? A lot of people wouldn't know what to do because they're so ingrained and so programmed to do what others tell them to do or expected of them to do. And this is not a judgment. This is the reality they live in. So to go be by yourself or to be alone to them is loneliness or missing out or someone doesn't like me. It goes into a negative. And I want to use alone to be a positive to show you that you discover more of you in that alone time than you ever will with others. Yes, you will gain insight through others of yourself. That's natural. But you being your own best friend, you honing in on you and your importance, does that feel selfish? Does that feel like, well, I don't have time? What's the story in your mind around being alone or taking, if we just said 15 minutes, you have to be set 15 minutes by yourself a day. Could you do it? Could you stay present? Would you fall asleep? What would you do? And there's no right or wrong answer. And you may not even know the answer since you haven't done it. So maybe set yourself aside for 10 or 15 minutes by yourself, with yourself, and see if you even enjoy you. You expect to be in the enjoyment of others, and you expect to be the enjoyment, entertainment, but the key is that expectation is outside of yourself, because if they don't entertain you and bring you joy, then you're disappointed, right? You have disappointment, and then, well, I want to be alone, but you're not alone for the right reason. You're alone because you didn't get or you didn't receive what you thought. So we're moving this energy into an intentional alone, that I'm discovering who I am in my alone time. A lot of people do not have self-identity. We see it a lot on the spectrum with autism, Asperger's. They don't have identity of self. But the truth is a lot of people do not have the identity of self. And so today we want to tap into that alone time, being our own self-identity, who we are, who we're not, what we want to create, what do we like, what do you don't like. Like, start there with yourself, because you change over time. Your favorite color might have changed 20 years ago, but you didn't realize it or you didn't even think about it. And that's not the key. The key is show up today to see who you are. Every day, meet the new you. And as you do that, you begin this conversation, this energy of what? Of oneness with yourself. Because you're not expecting another person or a reflection of you to show up for you. And you move the intention of, who am I? And who do I think I am? And who do I say I am? And what kind of talk do I give myself? Because that's important. Your unconscious, conscious mind, your mind hears everything. So Are you giving yourself negative talk? Are you telling yourself you can never be alone? Are you, this is a good way to break that codependent cycle and find the needs that you're getting met through others. So codependency says, I cannot fulfill this myself. I need you too. And so you're going to take that script and you're going to flip it and you're going to say, wait, if they can fulfill this in me, there's somewhere, some way I can find my path to fulfill it in me. The key is to have friendships, have the relationships, because we're all connected, but not from a desire of scarcity that you can't be alone or that you have to people please or that codependence of, can you be away from people for more than 15, 20 minutes? Or does someone need to be in the room? If you're in your home, and maybe it's just you and one other person, after so many minutes, will you get up and look for that person? Will you go find that person? So there was a time in my life, and it's funny how this comes back, but there was a time in my younger life where I was codependent and didn't even know it, and I didn't have that self-identity. And when I look back there, I'm like, I look at a puppy dog, just following that person and what they need and what I'm showing up for to make them happy. Because I didn't have identity of self that made me happy. I thought taking care of others made me happy. And all the while, I'm the sinking ship because I'm not taking care of myself, right? And we all go through phases of that to teach us not to be selfish, but to teach us that self-love and self-reliance is needed. Is desired. You came in independent. You learned codependency. You learned it through your program, your patterning. Maybe you've seen a mom or a dad or anybody do it just in general life. Maybe it was through your religion. You were taught, do for others. But that thing of do for others as you would do unto yourself, you forget that part and you just keep doing for others. And then you get drained. And then the resentment builds, right? And so to not take that pathway anymore, to get off that pattern, you come home and you say, who am I for me? Can I fulfill all my needs? Can I figure it out? What color do I like? What food do I like? And trust me, there's times you're not going to know. Like, you know, I work with many, many people. I went through it. What color do you like? I was like, oh, I think I like pink. And they're like, why do you like pink? I was like, oh, because my mom likes pink. Do you see what I'm saying? We pick up on because we don't know we have that decision-making or we don't know enough of who we are to hold our own truth. And so alone time is a good gift to give yourself to find your truth so that you can align into it, walk your talk, walk your pattern the way you want. And as you journey forward, you will have better relationships because they won't feel expectatory, heavy, all these things that we put upon ourselves. Now, is all this conscious? In some realm, yes. But it's only conscious to the awareness that you have of it. So everyone's conscious awareness is at all different levels in all different ways. And that's the way it's supposed to be because you're unique. But we're tapping into you today. So you're going to tap into self through your heart center. And you're going to ask, can I fulfill everything I get from everyone else? It's not that you don't want to be around them. And we're not saying you don't need them. But you don't need them in a way that you're taking from energy or that you're giving energy and depleting because you're people-pleasing. So what does pick up someone you feel codependent with and say, what do they give me? What do they fulfill in me that keeps bringing me back, that keeps me hanging on, that keeps me hoping or keeps me in that pattern, right? And this could be a child, a mother, a father. It could be a friend, like any label. It could also be your food, your addictions, whatever that is. Anything that takes you outside of you. So the intention is to find your own best friend within you, become oneness with that best friend, and then the beauty in that is you have a lot less anxiety, you have a lot less drama, chaos, and you're clearly focused or clearly have that clarity of intuition Because how many of us are very intuitive, but because of the codependency, we won't speak or we won't say or we won't be or do ourselves because they may not like it or they may get judgment. Do you hear all that? Yeah, that's all the world programming that you have been entrained with. And so now I'm here to help you entrance, however you want to say it, entrain or trance, because you're always in trance, your own brain to believe you, to believe the all in you, and to become one with you, that you can have conversations with you. What would change in your world? What wouldn't feel heavy? What would you not hold back from? When you have symptoms, fibromyalgia, anxiety, all of this is because you're holding energy in the muscular. You're holding so tight not to be or be that you've now entranced your physical body to hold it too, right? Because of fear. This is all fear-based. And so to walk out of fear base and walk into the peace of oneness with yourself, what needs to happen? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to bring in? Right? What excuses do you give yourself that take you out of you? Right? Staying consciously aware in oneness with you in the present moment, what would that feel like? I know that's a mouthful, but really feel what that would feel like to be consciously present, consciously aware of all of you in the moment, and then to love that fully, to love that moment fully, to love that energy fully, to love that body fully, all of you. Stop nitpicking yourself. Stop lessening yourself to be for others, because what you learn in alone time is you're the only one that cares about their judgment of you. They're giving your judgment of you to keep you down, suppressed, controlled. Judgment is fear-based control. Because if we are outside of our realm, if we're not comfortable with something, then we will judge it negatively. Even though we're trying to keep an open mind and get through it, our first intention is to go, no. And then how many times intuitively have you knew truth, but you didn't act upon it or move from it because it wanted to do it a different way or it wasn't right timing or whatever you're using. All that's dissolving today in this energy. As I start to run the energy through this show, we're going to ask the patterns, the codependency, all be released and self-love be brought to you. That love that you share with others, that you will receive it back. There's a shift that you'll receive it back to you. Yep, hold on. This is really clearing for people, so hang in there. Yeah, this is that last part. This is that final stage of your 3D world where you don't have to be in it, but you can be on it. That's right. Pull your independence. What do you need to do for you? What do you like about you? Do you only like music because someone else does? Do you only watch something because someone else does? Where are you? Where's your energy? Do you check in with you daily to see what you need, what you feel, what you love? What would be different in your world if you did and you honored it? There's one thing to check in and then we go, oh no. And then there's another way to check in and go, oh yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. What do you need to say yes to you and no to others? As you do that, don't go into fear that you're always going to say no to others because that's not what it does. But it gives you that time, space, reality to now decide, do I want to? Do I not want to? And that's where you are with you. And why does that other person need you to be codependent? What is it fulfilling in them? A lot of people will bring their identity through others, especially a lot of times in mental illness and sickness. They take on the persona or the energy of that person because they feel like they're trying to help or be valuable, and really they're depleting their own identity, right? And so when you work with others in that realm, in that field, you have to pull back to I am. Who am I? Who am I with and who am I without? This also helps you in many other realms of your world if you are holding on to or can't make a decision or attached to things. Like in that oneness and that gift of alone time, you will figure out that you're okay with or without. And if you're not, then we need some healing work. We need to figure out what's attaching and why do you need that attachment? Because that attachment in and of itself is a codependent. And I'm not saying you're independent to the point where you don't have friendships, but you get to an independence of you that friendships can grow, build, and develop. Because you're no longer in the drama of, you're no longer in the negative talk of. You're your true self. And when your true self speaks, you trust it. Your true self is always speaking, but you have free will to listen or not. You have free will to do or not. We're each given that. And so what you do with your free will is your business. What they do with their free will is their business. And when you get that clear in your mind, you will come back into a centering of you that says, I am me because I am. I am, I am, I am. So right now we're going to do a technique, and I'm going to take you into an energetic level of I am. And this will deepen your sense of you. So if you're really struggling with codependence, it's not being pretty on the outside for the other person. Because you may get clarity and be like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of my life. No, cut it, whatever, right? But don't judge it. What do you need for you? Do you need time, space? Do you need more personal growth? More trust in you? Do you trust others more than your own judgment? Because that's when you lose identity of you. Where are you? And when you start trusting you, imagine those around you trusting them. And everyone trusting, what's that look like? Everyone's just being and trusting and doing. It's an open freedom. It's an open being of self-expression because you're not worried about do they like this or not. And you feel comfortable to speak in your truth on a whole new level than ever before. And the voice opens, and the mind opens back into you, and you start creating from your reality again, and not the realities of what others want for you or control for you. So here we go. We're going to go down into the heart center, and we're going to ask the heart to pull up through the mind, body, however you feel it, see it, sense it, use your intuitive senses. And we're going to ask first to bring up all attachments. Any attachment I have to others, things, people, places, doesn't matter. Just any attachment. And attachment says, I don't know who I am without this, or I wouldn't be happy with, or with, I wouldn't be happy without this. This brings me joy. And we're not saying things don't bring you joy, but joy is already from the inside. You can have joy with or without any other moment. That's where we're headed. That's the oneness of the joy of one, the gift. In your alone time is joy, happiness, peace. And because when you create from there, you're unstoppable. That's right. The fears don't show up. The limits move. And that's what we're doing right now. I'm going to take you down into your heart. We're going to open the mind, and we're going to release the limits that kept you safe. Detach from all the attachments that pulled up in your heart. Slowly blow them away. Trust doing this. You're okay. You're safe. It's time. If you are here and you are listening and you are in tune with this, it's time. This is always the right time. In the moment that you hear, feel, know, and see. Indecisiveness, releasing it, being alone, And don't judge yourself. If you can only sit for 3 minutes, start at 3 minutes. Then move it to five, a little bit longer. See what you enjoy about you. Check you out again. When's the last time you looked at your toes or your head? Like, really looked at your body, really looked at you. Not just the blur of you, not just the essence of you, but the true of you, the truth. Where is that? That's what's pouring in as you release attachment. That energy that says neutrality just is what it is. Love. Do you love yourself? When you're sitting there, but you're thinking about everyone else but you, guess what? You just put all of them right back in front of you. Come back in. Think about you for a moment. You're thinking of you in love. Not in the narcissism of what everyone else can do for me, so I feel this or that. We're talking about the true independence of love. The true independence of self and anchoring in the strongest I am through all your energy centers, through all your limits. I am all. I am all. I am complete. I am fulfilled. Leave out want, desire, need. Leave that word out of your vocabulary. Take them out. If you've been following me for a while, probably about 2 months ago when I was doing radio shows, I was telling you your language is going to change. Your words are going to change. And now's the time it's changing on earth. You no longer need want or desire. You pull in the power of I am. I am alone and I'm fulfilled. Because that moves your old definition of alone being scary. Or no one liking you, or, oh, I don't like to feel lonely. A loneliness and alone are two different things. Shift that energy. There you go. Yeah. Ooh, there we go. So loneliness is, right, what you long for, something outside to make you feel present, to make you feel fulfilled. That's all loneliness is. Do you miss people in your life? Yes. But are you really lonely without them? Or can you be alone with or without them? And here's where the energy shifts in the mind for you. Right here at this key point of I am all. I am fulfilled. I am. I am. If you had to define me, M-E, how would you define you, me? Saying, me is, we're going to go really, really kindergarten, really, really childish in this to get you back to that foundation of who you are, not who others say you are. So we're going to use that kindergarten language, me, my energy, me, M-E. Me means my energy. My energy is me. And in this me, what is me? What is me to you? What is me to myself? If you take time and journal and write these out and not just do them in your mind, you will see truth for you beyond what you've ever seen before in such a short clarity. But the clarity becomes because we keep it simple. We don't try to say there's 10 steps to being alone. Or there's this way to being alone. No, you discovering you and wanting, desiring, taking the time, showing up for you. Because as you show up for you, you will naturally show up for others. Because others are a natural mirror image of a parts of you. A million parts, one part, five parts, it doesn't matter. The world is a mirror of your reality. And when you get centered and know that you're okay and you're safe and you're secure and you're supported and you trust in all the values and all the beliefs that you desire to know and that you desire to come into commitment with and believe in, work for you. You will find the centering within you. You will find and discover a new truth, a new layer of intuitive knowing. Stop playing small with your energy. Come into your own playground. Make it as big and bold and bright as you want, or make it safe and secure, whatever you feel. There's no right or wrong, but you got to get in the driver's seat. And taking alone time allows you to do that. It allows you to connect. No radio on, no one talking, no YouTube, no music. Just sitting in silence with you. Those first few moments, you may have rapid thoughts, rapid breaths. That's okay. Let them go. Keep seeing them as clouds floating. Put the tip of your tongue at the roof of your mouth and stop all thoughts to connect to you. Focus on your heart. Focus on your heartbeat. Or if you really want to do it, just focus on your big toe until you decided that all you're focusing is on your big toe. Do that now. See how fast the world fades if you allow it. This is intentional awareness. This is active consciousness. And I'm going to give you a little bit of insight here at the end of the show because I want you to get this. I want you to follow this in whatever way you need. But active consciousness is coming. Activated consciousness is coming. It's happening now. The earth has shifted into a higher vibration of conscious knowing. So the veils in the mind that we call unconscious to conscious. I didn't know moment. I didn't know I was doing that. I didn't know that was the reason I did that. The unconscious part, it's lighting up. It's coming. It's here. It's like, here's your patterns. Here's your desire. Here's everything you created. And if you take time to yourself, it's not to judge what you created or didn't create. It's for you to go, what do I want to create in this world? And what is a higher happiness? A vibration, feel like to me. Passion. Your natural, if you strip away all your knowings and all your schoolings and all your things, your natural ability that you came into Earth with will be enough to support you for whatever need, want, desire you desire. But no one taught you that. They taught you need to learn this and that you need to do this and you got to know this program and that program. Wow. Come back home. Come back home, prodigal child. Come back home and find your way to you again. To your energy source. To your belief system. Because that's the integrity of the reality that you came in with as a child. And somewhere along the way, it got askewed. And that's okay too. Because we're all here to journey this through. Come back home to you today. Welcome you back into your heart. Welcome you back to you. If you're struggling through this, if you need more assistance with this, if this is too much for you, whatever that is, reach out. Connect with me, JanielleHuff.com. Reach out. We'll do a session. We'll do what you need. This is about your time. This is about honoring you in this new age of energy. In this new timeline that's higher vibration for you. Everyone's stepping on it, whether they realize it or not. The old timelines no longer work anymore. Even those that are still trying to work it, they're creating chaos, they're creating fights and arguments, and look, that's the drama when you try to hold something that needs to go in your matrix. So you're coming back home to build your new matrix of you, your patterns, your beliefs, your ways, and not judging, not from a point of I need to, I should, I could, but from the point of I love me enough to do this, to be this for me. hold that energy. I hold space and love for you. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.